Okay, now the first thing that we should notice about compasses, and the first, I guess, point of confusion with compasses is, and I'm just going to say this as a statement, the magnetic north is at the South Pole. Now let that sink in for a moment. Compasses all point north, and they all point north to magnetic north at the North Pole, but actually, the magnetic north is at the South Pole. So why then do compasses always point north, as into the North Pole? What is happening? Now, to do this, you have to understand a little bit about how magnetism works. So magnetism is created by this earth and by this iron core we have in the center of the earth. So this is a mass of metal that's spinning round and round and round. As it spins, it generates this huge magnetic current. And that huge magnetic current produces magnetism. It's called electromagnetism. And so it produces this huge magnetic current as it's rotating around inside the planet. It's rotated around. It's that one of the things that that is behind the fact the Earth spins. So as it generates this magnetism you can best think of, I guess, as a wave. And this wave leaves the planet and goes out into space, quite a way into space, in fact. From the South Pole or magnetic north, and it washes around the planet, and then it comes back into the planet, if you like, back into this magnetic core at the South Pole, which is at the north, at the magnetic south, which is at the North Pole. Now, this all sounds very confusing, so perhaps the best way to think about this is what you might experience if you could actually ride one of these magnetic waves. So let's say you're standing at the South Pole and you've got a little boat that's able to ride on a magnetic wave, and you get into your little boat. What you would experience as the magnetism is washing past you as a wave is it would lift you up into space, and then the direction of travel you have would be north. So it's taking you geographically north, it's taking you from the South Pole right the way around the planet, and it's washing you along, blowing you along, carrying you along up to the very north of the planet. So at any point, when you actually look at that flow of magnetism is always heading north. And this is why the compass is always pointing north, or to magnetic north, because these waves are always washing around the planet in a geographical north direction. So if you were riding that wave, you'd be carried all the way around the planet from the south, and you'd end up at the North Pole. So this is essentially how magnetism works. And it's difficult to get your head around this concept. I completely grant this, because we tend to think, well, magnetic north and the North Pole are the same. And in some measure they are, because that's what the compass always points to. But it is worth noting that that is why, that the actual beginning of that journey, of that wave of magnetic north magnetism, if you like, actually starts at the bottom of the planet and washes around. So myth number one, magnetic north is at the North Pole.